As far as this season, obviously we're looking at plenty of snow on the ground yet at this point. It's going to be a while before we're starting to move some dirt, I'm guessing.
Optimism is still high, although there are some... We're just looking at the decision-making process of, well, if we get this kind of spring or that kind of spring, and kind of trying to read the tea leaves and make decisions on what crop to plant, what maturities to plant, etc. But probably what most people are just interested in is, when are we going to start planting? And, you know, without being I'm absolutely an amateur meteorologist at best, it seems like we're in an active weather pattern where we're going to get some hot days and then some cold days and some hot days and cold days and a little bit of moisture here and there. But when you drive around, you know, I took a little tour of Richland, Cass counties today. When I'm driving around, a couple things that I notice are, so one, almost nowhere is there bare soil exposed in my territory. If you see a few hilltops, you can start to see a little black soil, but it's pretty white still. But even from a week ago, I can see corn stalks in all the fields with corn that hasn't been dug up too much. So you're starting to see that snow shrink down. And we know we're going to get snow moving. We've been below average temps for a while. Now we're getting into a little above average for a day or two with pretty warm nights. It seems like when I talk with farmers or dealers, a lot of folks in, let's say, southeast North Dakota, west central Minnesota, it's like we're May 8th is the first cornfield that's going to be planted, and that'll be on corn on corn or corn on sugar beets. But if that happens, we'll be in pretty good shape. And I've even heard a couple folks out in irrigated corn country, kind of irrigated Minnesota, Perham, Park Rapids, they think there's a small chance at a late April corn planting. So I with all that said, I'm still fairly optimistic for a not-too-delayed planting for sugar beets, wheat, and then corn.
Certainly, we all remember last year with a late start and turned out with a beautiful crop. Is there some things growers should be planning for now as they wait to get into the field?
There are some things that we should be planning for now. There's kind of a couple major areas that I like to be thinking about. It's one is still like variety and hybrid placement. Where are you putting this wheat, that corn, this soybeans? Just where are you putting it? You can still keep that plan going and doing the best you can to get the most out of every acre next year. But probably the bigger one that I think is important to talk about right now is just herbicides, keeping the fields clean. We're looking at perhaps a compacted spring, again, just like last year. And last year, it was a little tough. And a little tough, I would say it was very tough to keep up with the planters in terms of your pre's and your early post herbicides. And I think what we learned last year is that we kind of regret not getting more pre-emerge herbicides on than we did. And so a couple thoughts there are really just the fact that in North Dakota, in western Minnesota, we have challenging weeds to control. I'm not telling anybody anything new there. We have multiple mode-of-action resistant kochia, multiple mode-of-action resistant water hemp. We've got tough-to-control maristail. We have, you know, foxtails that are real tricky for group 1 and group 2 herbicides. It's becoming trickier. And if you're at winter meetings, you're actually seeing that we've got even new multi-modes of resistance coming with certain weeds such as kochia or water hemp. So we need to keep on these weeds because it is a challenge that is taking away profitability, taking away yield, and making some fields, you know, just challenging to farm, period. So we know in soybeans, in broadleaves particularly, that you can get pretty good weed control culturally. So one thing to keep in mind is a soybean, once it gets growing, you get kind of past, you get several leaf stages put on, and you're putting on a node every 4 days or so. Then you start to shade the canopy and you start to get some cultural control from that soybean. But before that happens in soybean, before you get the canopy taking the light instead of the light hitting the soil, before that happens, you have a real problem on your hands to keep the weeds down in soybeans. Because if you get a little bit of light and a little bit of heat and soybeans get that moisture that the crop isn't using all that rapidly early in the season, they can really go. So the first thing I really like to talk about with this topic is just the fact that we've already been transitioning our mindset to spraying earlier and earlier and earlier in soybeans, but we just need to keep on that for this coming spring. Because the easiest weed to control, bar none, is a weed that is in the seed form, that has not emerged yet, that is sitting in the soil seed bank waiting for its chance to thrive. And so that's where cultural management, such as primarily pre-emergent herbicides, PPIs or pre's, are going to do a good job there. But also certain things like, you know, reduced tillage or managing your tillage, more residue on the soil surface. But I really want to think about controlling weed seeds first, and then controlling your really small weeds, your 1, 2, 3-inch tall weeds, because we all know that weeds become 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2 feet tall before you know it. And so the earlier you can spray, the better for that kind of thought process, because if you get a lot of the seeds, then you come back with an early post, you'll be in good shape for a field that point probably will have the weed control taken over by the soybean plant. And that's ideal.
Grant, I understand Bayer Crop Science has an incentive of sorts for growers to get in and take care of that weed control early?
We do. We are really working hard at Bayer to promote just great tools for weed management and diverse tools, and we stand behind those tools. We have a program called the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee, and it's really designed for our Extend Flex soybean farmers to maximize weed control, maximize yield potential in those fields through the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. So what we have in this particular program is it's starting clean and then it's staying clean. So it's kind of a two-part program. The start clean aspect is really using a good burn-down herbicide tillage, and then we want at Extend the Max put on as a pre-emerge early in the season with residuals, with two modes of action for residual. And with that program pre or very early post, like, you know, day or two after planting, you are going to have really nice extended weed control. You'll get 2 weeks, you know, in pretty good shape, depending even if you're wet or dry. And then we want to stay clean. And staying clean involves making that post-application, what we've been really used to in soybeans. And so this is when weeds are 4 inches tall or less, and really 3 inches tall or less, the smaller the better. And we want this to be within 30 days of planting your soybean. And this post-pass needs Warrant Herbicide or Warrant Ultra with Roundup Power Max or Weather Max. And we also have glufosinate in that program. So really what we're talking about is a good start clean with our Extendamax and our Pre's, and our stay clean with Warrant and Roundup. And between those, we have a really good chance at clean soybean fields. And we think that is the way to get high yield potential out of our Asgrow ExtendFlex soybeans. So if you meet this, if you follow all the program requirements, basically, and you just do not see acceptable performance, there is some payout from Bayer. And if you need further information, you can find this really easily on RoundupReadyXtend.com, or you can call your local sales rep or sales agronomist and get great information.
Is there anything as far as plant population we should be keeping in mind when we start this spring, Grant?
With regards to soybeans, there are, you know, I am a big proponent of planting your first field. If you're a soybean and corn farmer, just soybean and corn, plant your first field. Give a plant field of soybeans a try. Soybeans are a little more cold tolerant than we ever build them as. And we know there's always that frost risk for a late frost. But if you're going to be planting your soybeans early, we've got to keep those populations high. We're just going to have some ability for mortality and cooler soils. But on the whole, you know, depending on our row spacing and our population in soybeans, we need to have a good stand, because that stand is going to help you stay clean early as well. It's going to be using a little more moisture, shading a little more. And even though we're talking, you know, early stages here where the soybeans are just 1, 2, 3, 4 inches tall, having a few more plants out there is going to help you. So, you know, I like populations around 140,000, 150,000 live seeds, and if you can get there, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But the earlier, we got to keep those populations high because of cold soils.
No doubt. Anything else you should take note of, your Grant?
I think that primarily covers the important aspects, and I think we're just at a point where we're looking at what's going to happen this spring with flooding and overland flooding, river flooding, and we're all kind of being patient just to wait how it all plays out. But when it gets going, it's going to be quite a fun ride again this spring.